This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. There's a new rule for Communist Party officials in China. No smoking in public. For decades, smoking was common practice for government officials, indoors and outdoors, while signing business deals, attending meetings, or doing pretty much anything. But Chinese President Xi Jinping wants to revamp the party's image. Marketplace's China correspondent Rob Schmitz reports.
The new party directive says smoking damages the image of the party and the government. So does rampant corruption. But smoking seems to be a more manageable behavior among China's ruling elite. Wu Yichun helps head an anti-smoking group in Beijing.
The leadership wants local officials to change their style and become closer to the people. Part of this is setting a good example by not smoking.
But old habits die hard. When I approached three well-dressed smokers in their 50s outside a tobacco shop in Shanghai with my microphone, one of them drops his cigarette and dashes off. The second one retreats into the shop, and the third one, Gu Zihong, takes a long drag of his cigarette before explaining the other two were leaders, dodging the question whether they're government officials. Gu conjures up party language to explain why he thinks this smoking ban is a good one.
To build a civilized society, you need economic support as a foundation. China's developed into a stronger nation, so it must take care of its image.
As Gu says this, his friend who dashed off peeks his head out from behind a wall and whispers loudly enough so we all can hear, "Don't say anything bad about the party." Gu and I both nod, the man disappears, and we resume the interview. Gu tells me this smoking ban has a lot to do with Xi Jinping's crackdown on corruption.
In China, you have high-end and low-end cigarettes. Smoking high-end cigarettes means you're corrupt.
Local officials in China have been caught using public money to buy expensive cigarettes as gifts to other officials. Minutes after Gu says this, his friend who retreated at the tobacco shop comes out with a red, shiny carton of Zhonghua cigarettes. They're certainly not the highest-end cigarettes, but Zhonghuas, which cost $100 a carton, are commonly used as bribes in China. As I stare at the candy apple red box, both men say awkwardly, "We bought these with our own money." The third man remains partially hidden behind the wall, avoiding the microphone, unable to enjoy a smoke. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.